Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump set to depart for Washington on Tuesday. President Donald Trump is wrapping up a 12-day five-nation tour of Asia, dominated by talks on the North Korea nuclear threat and bolstering trade. After talks in Manila on Monday with the prime ministers of Australia and Japan, Trump promised to make a major statement on North Korea and trade when he returns to Washington this week, but he offered no details.
It will be a very complete statement as to trade, as to North Korea, as to a lot of other things.
The summit was certainly not without abundant protest. Renato Reyes of the Bayan New Patriotic Allegiance.
We believe that the meeting will not bring any benefits for the Filipino people, but would rather worsen the human rights situation in the Philippines and drag the Philippines into various conflicts not of its interest in choosing. This is a meeting between two presidents with a very bad fascist mindset, and that is why we use the Trump fascist spinner, Trump with the swastika depicting the fascist orientation of the Trump regime.
President Trump ignored questions about human rights abuses when he met one-on-one with President Duterte. South Korea's military said Monday a North Korean soldier was shot and wounded by fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea at a border village. The severity of his injuries and reason for defecting were not immediately clear. A powerful earthquake has struck near Iraq's border with Iran, about 70 kilometers northeast of Baghdad. More than 400 people are reported dead, with hundreds injured. There's also been an earthquake in Costa Rica. For more on this, check out our website at voanews.com. This